Imagine a school day built around your child's needs and interests. It's possible with K-12. K-12 powered schools are accredited, tuition-free, online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. Students learn from state-certified teachers trained to teach online. And with the flexibility to learn wherever there's internet, it can fit into any family schedule. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. You can make the switch at any time. Go to k12.com/podcast today to learn more.
This fall, fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at minkycouture.com.
Welcome to Activate Yourself with Gita Sidhu-Rob, where we feature otherwise normal people who, because of events in their life, have turned left and done unusual, inspiring, incredible things, like build a business, become a happiness expert, marry a prince, create an empire, or like your host, set up a health and wellness business, Nosh Detox. Here's your host, Gita Sidhu-Rob.
Hi, everybody. My name is Gita Sidhu-Rob, and this is Activate Yourself. And here's where we try and find a place for you to have inspiration and to understand change and to manage transformation, because every single change and transformation actually has always, but always led to something better. It just doesn't really 100% feel like it at the time, because you're like, oh my God, could somebody take this crap away from me and make my life better now? Turns out no, and no, and then hell no, because actually that change, even though you had to fight through it, has always taken you to a place where it activates your superpower. And today's guest is going to tell us about something that has affected, well, I think it's probably half the population. It's this thing about motherhood. And when you think you're going to do things and then you become a mother, and you almost subsume what it is that you need and want to such an extent, because you will do anything for your child. I'm always told by people, oh my God, you built this amazing company, or you did amazing stuff. And I'm like, it actually never occurred to me. The reason I did all those things is because I did it for the kids. I will do things for my children I won't do for myself. And Morgan, who is joining us today, welcome, Morgan. Thank you for joining me.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
Morgan is exactly that person, because you were kind of moving along in a nice normal life, and then you made this huge change by moving to the other side of the country. And what that did was you had to suddenly take your child's needs into account in this new version of how you were going to live, and nothing normal felt safe. Is that right to say?
That is absolutely correct.
So tell us about it.
So just moving across the country, we reevaluated everything. I was a teacher before and thought my son would be in the classroom right down the hall from me in a friend's room. And now I was going to have to place him in a classroom with a stranger, and that didn't feel right. So we looked into homeschooling. Luckily, the state we were in, the homeschooling laws were easy to work with. So we were able to homeschool freely and just move forward with that. But it was a large lifestyle change. It was, everybody was leaving the house to now everyone was staying at home.
Yes, I can imagine. Because I remember thinking how grateful I was that my children went to school, you know, because it was a relief. And here you are going, no, it's okay, sweetie, stay at home. Because the whole thing of the pandemic killed everybody, because we were like, oh my God, everybody's at home. And you chose that. And not just you, I have a lot of friends who have homeschool kids because they like the freedom, the trust, they like how they can travel. And I have always looked at every one of them and thought, oh, heck no. So tell me how you manage that process.
So at first, it was very difficult. Of course, I was a first grade teacher for 10 years, so I felt like I would have this. This would be no problem. my son was 5, my daughter was 3, and they would just do what I asked. And that was not the case. So all those parents that are like, I can't homeschool because my kid doesn't listen to me like he does the teacher, it's no different for me as a homeschooling mom. We just had to work around that and find what was going to work. Because if you bring them out of the classroom, usually it's because the classroom doesn't work for them. So you can't recreate it at home.
Yeah, but how did you cope with kind of never having any time off from the kids?
Oh, so never having any time off. For sure, that was difficult. I did, plan nights out where I could go out with friends and that sort of thing. They could be at home with my husband or we could get a babysitter. But our daily routine, I just made sure they had some independent time. So even if that looked like they were playing in the backyard while I was, you know, sitting outside if it was nice, or inside reading a book, just pouring into myself with a little self-care throughout the day as needed.
And how did you work out their schedule for the day?
So
how old were your kids?
So they were 5 and 3. So we're just starting kindergarten. So it was more of a routine. So I, you know, we didn't have to wake them up. So of course I'm not going to wake them up. As they got up, we would have breakfast, maybe go to the park that was right down the road from our house, get a little energy out before we came back and played a game or read a book, did some, you know, what would look like more learning activities. Then we would have lunch and then more independent play. It was a lot of play, which is really what kids that age need more of.
So I agree, because they just need to hang out and run around and release energy. So I completely appreciate that. How do you manage the schooling part of this then? Because you're a teacher, I guess. So that helps, because I find that really intimidating.
So it helps to a certain extent. And what I did was I set up like the little classroom and we were going to have these activities that I thought were super fun. And, you know, kids of similar ages had done this for me for years and he was not having it. That was not the way he looked. So it was like butting heads for a bit. And then we started in September. So about October, November of the very first year, I was just like, this is not working.
I'm glad that there's a human part of you that thought, someone shoot me. Why am I doing this?
Yes, totally. I was like, this is not working. You know, we're in a new place. We're just going to take this time. He's already knows his letters and sounds and things he would need for kindergarten here. And I was like, we're just going to go explore where we are. We're going to go find new parks, nature centers, go on hikes, go to the river, walk, do all the things outside that we can before it gets cold and we have snow. And then really lean into our library, any activities that they had that we could do, really leaning into that and doing those things. And then the learning pieces just happened naturally. I didn't have to force them because we were living so close, you know, so closely together. And anything that looked like learning, I could just leap on. Oh, you're interested in that? Let's get a book about that. Let's learn more. Let's play this game. You know, so that sort of thing just happened.
I still feel like you need a medal. I'm like, oh my God. And then how did you do housework and that stuff?
So housework was a bit more of a challenge for sure.
No shit, Sherlock. I bet it was.
So because they're so young, if you said, oh, can we do a chore chart or can you help me? It's not a lot of help.
No.
I mean, other than picking up their things, it's not really a lot of help. So I would utilize, you know, our backyard as time for that. I allowed for screen time. I'm not one of those parents that was like also absolutely.
No, I'm with you.
We had PBS Kids on in the afternoon. We had an open concept house and they could watch Wildcrats or whatever the PBS show was, which they did learn a lot from. And I could be in the kitchen cooking, cleaning, doing all the things I needed to do. And they were really occupied because by that time in their day, they were already kind of worn out.
Yeah. But you also came to a new place. So you didn't have friends and you had to make friends. So were they how did you do that? Was it in the park and things?
Yes. Yeah, so our homeschool community is huge. So I just tried to plug into that. So they would have a park day so that I could meet moms that were like me doing the same thing and I could glean what they were doing. So if they were ahead of me, they had maybe kids in upper elementary, middle school, I could be like, okay, how do I get the housework done? How do I do all the things? And they would share ideas. So yes, we were making friends that way. They were making friends that way. And it was just really more of a natural, like organic friendship than that forced, you know, school, you're in this classroom with these kids, these are your BFFs. So that sort of
thing. Yeah, no, that's, I like that. I think also I'm trying to work out if this is more of an American thing, because I have never heard of, okay, that's not true. Obviously there are homeschooling, but I've never heard of it, people taking to it with the enthusiasm that it's been taken to with the US, particularly over the pandemic. A lot of people kind of went and chose the concept of homeschooling, but it's still, even it's my American friends that live in other countries that are doing homeschooling. It's very Americanized. Is that not something that you find?
I agree with you. Do you think it is because of the freedom piece? So Americans are we idolize freedom quite a bit. Mm-hmm. So when people say, you know, why would you choose to homeschool? You're losing your freedom. I'm like, I'm not losing my freedom because I get to decide exactly, you know, what my kids are exposed to, who they're interacting with, what they're doing with their time, and how we schedule that time, like throughout the year. If we're in sports and we have practices every day, then our workload during the day doesn't have to be that much. I'm not stressed out about homework or anything because we can catch up in an off season, if that makes sense.
So they're joining sports teams and things, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. You know, my daughter did Scouts. She wasn't super sporty, but she did some American Heritage Girls, which is kind of Girl Scouts. And then my son played baseball and football for, I don't know, kindergarten through seventh grade. So
I think that, yeah, because I think that it has a lot to do with the fact that American houses have so much more space. I think in our houses, we would have killed everybody by now.
Yes. So people do think that you need an additional room. In our first house, we did not have an additional room. Now they were smaller and we needed less things. But we had a backyard.
Yeah. Yes. So this is not an apartment living kind of thing.
Yes. So we did have a little bit more space for sure. The backyard would have been so crucial for us. My son is just super outdoorsy kid. So he needs that every day.
Amazing. So we're going to go for a short break. And when we come back, I want you to tell me what it is that homeschooling has taught you, because you were a teacher and doing the opposite of that, right? So I'd love to see what you've seen in your children. So we'll be back in a minute.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
Imagine a school day built around your child's needs and interests. It's possible with K-12. K-12 powered schools are accredited, tuition-free, online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. Students learn from state-certified teachers trained to teach online. And with the flexibility to learn wherever there's internet, it can fit into any family schedule. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. You can make the switch at any time. Go to k12.com/podcast today to learn more.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
Okay, so we're back. How Tell me, Morgan, what have you seen that has been different in the homes? Because you were a teacher in a school. So you taught other people's kids. So you were that stranger they sent their children to that you don't want to do, right? Which is quite telling, I think. So what is it that you've noticed that's different with homeschool kids versus normal school kids?
Yes. So with homeschool kids, they have no age boundary. So they will talk to anybody about what they're interested in and really openly. So they are not, you know, my kids' homeschooled friends as well as my kids. They have no problem if an adult asks them about, you know, their hobbies, what they're interested in. They have no problem talking about those things with them. They do not shy away from them. Eye contact, all the things that maybe
you're saying that normally schooled kids have that problem? Because I was like, my kids do that.
Okay. So, but we see in some of their public schooled friends here in the US, they won't engage as much. It's a very one word answers.
Interesting. I do think, though, to add to that, I do think, though, that we, because in our, we're very community culture based, but then, you know, Americans are too. And so with my children, even if they may not have learned, but it's British public school. So that's very different. We're very big on the manners. We're very big on the communicating. So, you know, and we reinforce that at home. So if somebody walks in the door and my children don't stand up, I'm like, hello.
Yes. So that's interesting. Also, I think what I have seen, so of course I haven't seen your kids, but
I'll send them.
they don't have as much of that drive or passion or interest to the things outside. So I think they just know what maybe they're interested in, what careers they would like to go into, what they would like to study in college, because they've had more time to explore that, as you don't have a certain set of classes you have to take in high school. Now you need to hit, of course, the normal history, English, language arts, but other things are available. Math, of course, too, but other things are available. So my daughter is super into sewing. So just as an example, she makes custom patterns and custom garments for herself.
How old is she?
And she is 15.
Wow, that's amazing.
So she's been able to spend time with a mentor that I got connected with. And this woman is in her 60s, maybe 70s. She moved here and was a custom wedding dress maker.
Amazing.
And she was like, I would love to work with your daughter. So they have worked on several projects and she's learned so much more than she would in like a home economics class.
Oh, I learned how to burn stuff in a home economics
class. Yes. Yes. So like she's learned more and gone on further than she would have if she was just, this is your high school schedule. This is exactly what you have to do. So I think homeschoolers get to explore career interest more.
And dive deeper. Yeah, I'm chair of the Montessori Global Education here. And that's one of the things with Montessori, because it's about learning what you love to learn. So children are exposed to things and then they can choose where they want to spend time. And it's about all their senses being awake. And that sounds very much like what you're saying.
Yes, I love Montessori, especially for the younger kids, because you really get to see what they gravitate to. And because they're interested, they're all in on learning it.
No, exactly. They don't see it as learning. And I mean, I think we're like adults, we're like that. When we do, I love my job. So it never occurs to me that I'm working, because unless I'm just tired, and then I'm tired. But what I'm doing is somebody will be like, what are you doing? And I'm like, oh, I'm reading something about a mental state. And they're like, I want to read it. And so that doesn't feel painful. I'm interested in the whole concept of so do you have to consciously go out and build community for yourself and the children? Because the socialization aspect.
So people worry about the social.
School, by the way, let me not say that's very social, because I mean, talk about being bullied and every horrendous thing.
Yes. Yes. I talk to so many parents that deal with bullying, but the social aspect is built in because people think you homeschool, you're home all day. And of course, during the pandemic, because we were forced to be, that was a little different. But true homeschooling, you're at the library and they're interacting with the librarian. If they're looking for something or they need direction, our library was very enriching. Lots of games, hands-on, technology, all the things. And I just would be there with them. But if they had questions, they had to go speak to the librarian. And it got to where my daughter would hang out there and help other people because she just loved it so much. I was like, are you volunteering or what are you doing? So it was, they loved her. I mean, we walked in, well, you know, they were super excited to see her. Also, my son with friends, with the sports, he had no problem creating that community and making sure that maintained. But as far as the homeschool community itself, there's lots of things that are offered, like co-ops where you go and you come together to do certain classes. So like if I'm fantastic at teaching reading, then maybe I would teach a reading class. Another mom who's fantastic at math would do that. And we would just kind of co-op it together. Oh, a lot of families. Yes. A lot of families use that. And then you're building community because you're there together.
And it's barter almost, isn't it? It's kind of like an old fashioned system of giving and taking, giving and receiving.
Yes. Yes.
What are the things that you've learned through homeschooling that you really would not have believed until you homeschooled? Because now I'm reading this, you've done it for 12 years.
Yes. So my kids should graduate next year because my son and then my daughter, they just kind of came together because she's a girl. So she matured faster and she was just ready to move on. So we've done it since the beginning. And what I learned the most is I really enjoy being home with my kids. It was hard at first. It's a good hard year.
I'm still maybe stuck in that hard, I have to say. I mean, I'll get there, but wow, I'm just thinking of that. But wow. Yeah.
And then it's just so fun to have those inside jokes, almost that connection piece, because you've done these activities together, read these books. It's just throughout the day, they'll send me funny things that they encounter or call me about things that, you know, at work that they're dealing with that relates back to something we've discussed or we talked about in our homeschool. So it's just, it's fun. I never knew I could be as close to my kids doing this. Like, I didn't know it was going to be as enriching to our relationship as it was, is.
I love that. That's a beautiful expression of development. Let me quickly take us to a break. And then on the way back, when we come back, I would like to hear more about how you've turned this into something that you now offer, because there's massive learnings for you. And this is a process, right?
Yes.
We'll be back in a second.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good. UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Okay, so we're back. How have you taken this knowledge and this information and then now deployed it to help others?
So really, I just want to be the support I wish I had when I first started and was pulling my hair out, like we talked about at the beginning. I just want to be that person that you could call on to ask the questions. I, with all my teaching experience and my education to be a teacher, and then all this time homeschooling my kids, I just feel like I have a lot to offer other moms who are just getting started, and just shortcut it to the fun, the enjoyment, and building that relationship. Shortcut it to that so that they can have that dream experience and not quit too early. That is just kind of my mission. I do offer like coaching and some workshops type of thing to get you started.
What do you teach people? What do you help them? What's the first step?
So the first step to me is always looking at your why. So why are you choosing to do this? Because that's going to drive your homeschool. That's going to drive every choice you make. Lots of people.
What are the majority of choices people make? Because they want to travel or what?
So a lot of it is a reaction to the school. So there was bullying. There was, they got behind or they didn't enjoy it. Anxiety, depression, all sorts of things. So a reaction to school is the first one I usually hear. The other one is the freedom. So they know they can teach their kids what they want to, whether it's religious or not. Lots of people think it's religious, but there's a good amount of secular parents choosing to homeschool for freedom. And then the other one would be safety. So in America, it's a very big concern about your kids staying safe in schools, not just,
not being shot.
Yes, not just the school shootings, but also there's just some really rough things that happen in schools. There's so many kids together and not always monitored with phones, with back to the bullying, but teacher interactions that can be inappropriate. I'm not saying every teacher is there. For the most part, everyone is fantastic, but you always have that worry,
I guess. But and also there's now all this new stuff about banning books that and I find that really interesting, because I'm like, if you can, your child will only learn, but your child learns your viewpoint on, and that's it, I guess. They don't learn another.
Yes. So that's what's interesting. So when they're younger, I found that my kids, we have the same viewpoint. We do have a very open house. You can bring up any discussion, any topic you want to, and give me your take on that, and we can discuss it. I'm not going to force you to believe what I believe. But as they've moved into high school, of course, they are moving out and dealing with more and more people in the public so that they have different views than us. And it's very interesting that they come back with different discussions on what they've heard and how their view is maybe not identical to mine, but it's somewhere in between on some things. My son listens to a ton of podcasts that have different views on things he's interested in. And I love having the discussion with him, because sometimes he enlightens me on things that I have not even considered.
There's two things that I also was thinking. One, in terms of cost, it's much cheaper, I guess, to homeschool as well. Is it? Because I remember how much I paid for my children's education. And I honestly and truly, I would be a multimillionaire if I had to kept that money instead of paying my kids' education.
Yes, because you get to decide. Like, public school is free here, but so many things you have to pay for.
Right.
But also, if you took that money that you pay for whether your kids have to wear, special clothes to school, like uniforms or standardized dress, or even just new school clothes every year, you don't need as many if you homeschool. And all the other programs that you buy into and fundraisers that you do, then if you took that money, yes, you could save it on your homeschool. You could spend half of that on what you want to invest in.
Yeah. So, exactly. What kind of diversity is there in homeschooling?
Oh, it is across the board.
Is it?
Yes. Yes. You will encounter everything. Everything. So I think that's good too. And just the community allows you to encounter everything. So I think you get to see everyone in their own environment. So it's not this forced environment that school offers you.
And how was it? Yeah, which is very fake, actually, in a way. And what was it that how does it work in terms of your, I'm asking all the questions here. How is it in terms of your relationship? How was it with your marriage? Was this something that your husband, did he feel more connected, or did he feel, because like you guys would have formed quite a tight unit because you spend all day, every day together?
So he went from leaving the house to working at home.
Oh, so we were pandemic.
No, even before the pandemic. Oh. So when the pandemic hit, everybody was calling him like, how are you doing this? This has been your life for, you know, 10 years. How is this even possible? And he's like, this is not my life. My wife and kids leave and go do stuff. And he was also traveling part time. But like, he was like, we were not all in the house, all right, having to use the Wi-Fi, whatever. That was a big strain. But so for our marriage, he really, you know, I said, this is something that's on my heart. I feel like we need to do this, especially moving to a new environment. He was like, yes, let's try it. Let's see how it goes for a year. And it was phenomenal because they were able, but he was working at home when he wasn't traveling, and they could have breakfast with him. Or if they weren't up, I could just have breakfast with him. They could have lunch with him. They got to spend a lot more time. Right. Yes. Yeah, so it bonded them. You know, now my son and him competitively bass fish together. So they have a special relationship too, that I'm not sure would have happened if he was leaving every day.
It would have been different, right? Because it wouldn't, yes, have been as close. Men struggle with that because they don't get to spend as much time with their children.
Yes. So he has had a lot of time. And I mean, don't get me wrong. Of course, there was frustration over the mess, over the things everywhere, over the loudness, because I'm loud, so my kids are loud.
Yeah. And so you're in the same house.
Yes, it was not all sunshine and rainbows for sure. But looking back, he is totally glad that we poured into them like we did.
That's amazing. Tell me how people can find you, Morgan.
Okay, so I have a website called Guidance, the number 2, and then homeschooling.com. So guidancetohomeschooling.com. There is a button there. You can email me if you have questions. And all the things I offer are on there as well. And I do love to meet with parents that just need a little help. So I give like a free 20-minute call if you just want to see if we're the right fit to work together, or you just have quick questions.
I love that, because then you can actually dip your toe in before you're making a commitment.
Yes.
It was lovely to talk to you, Morgan. Talk with you.
Yes.
Ask you shit tons of questions, actually, is what because I now know a great deal more.
Yes, it was so fun.
Yeah, no, I really enjoyed it. I remember a friend, I can't remember. I think they came out the pandemic and they were like, no, we're going to take a boat. We're going to travel for a year and we're homeschooling the kids. And I remember going, oh my God, I am never. But we did with my eldest son. My son got bullied very badly at school. And I remember that there was one day he refused to go back into school, and we had to actually work out how he was going to be educated. But homeschooling was not a thing here. It hasn't been a thing. So it was a very uniquely individual thing that we did for him, but not a community. It would have been interesting to have this as an option. I still don't think I could cope with them being at home, because our houses are very different to yours. They kind of go up with little pocket square gardens. So yeah, that wouldn't work. I really appreciate your time. Thank you, everybody. This is Morgan Riza, and she's from Guidance to Homeschool. Is it homeschool or homeschooling?
Homeschooling.
Okay, guidancetohomeschooling.com. Thank you very much for joining me. I hope everybody, you found this inspiring, that there's things that you can just shift and change and take under your control. I think in a lot of circumstances, when we feel completely powerless, our lives don't work as well, which the pandemic has taught us very clearly. So if this is something that you're thinking of doing, I salute you, because, you know, mine are grown up and we're never doing this. But, you know, I send you lots of love and best wishes if this is what you're going to do. And you should let me know if there was just something that you learned something about, or it was different for you, because that would be amazing for me to hear from you. My name is Gita Sidhu Rob. I've just been here with Morgan Riza, and this is Activate Yourself.
Thank you so much for joining us. Our goal was to give you pause, make you think about your life, and inspire you to say, wow, what if I tried to do that? If they can do it, so can I. Did it work? Let us know by finding us on social media at Gita Sidhu Rob or at Nosh Detox. We upload new shows every 2 weeks here. And if you start to miss us, check us out on YouTube.